I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and many of my friends still do. With the holidays here, the parties and reunions have arrived. I want to give friends a heads up on a healthy alternative to dipping tobacco, Jake's Mint Chew. Jake's is non-nicotine, tobacco-free, and made from USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, packs well, has a solid, long-lasting flavor, and has stopped me from using the brand name Dip Tobacco. Start the new year off right and make Jake's your chewing tobacco alternative. Go to jakesmintchew.com and get on the path to a healthier life. You can do it. Jake's can help. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Hey, I'm here at your Metro PCS store. What's the best deal I can get for switching over?
How does a free smartphone sound?
Sounds good, but is it a tiny smartphone?
Nope. 5-inch HD screen.
Good brand?
Great brand. Samsung. And it's a Galaxy.
So I got a free Samsung Galaxy?
Yeah. You're a tough man to bargain with.
Everyone gets a free Samsung Galaxy On 5 at Metro PCS. Switch today and get a free smartphone after instant rebate. Yes, a free Samsung Galaxy. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out. Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included. Not valid for numbers currently on the T-Mobile network. See store for details, terms and conditions, and network info.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Scoreboard Update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join Chicago's Big Ten team at Welsh Ryan Arena this Sunday at 6 p.m. Single game and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. Dexter Fowler is a Cub no more. Today, the free agent outfielder signed a 5-year, $82 million deal with the Cardinals. Cubs GM Jed Hoyer talked to Spiegel and Goff today, and he explained why the Cubs didn't make a big push to re-sign Fowler.
When it came to, you know, a long-term deal and a big commitment, for up-the-field player, you know, we felt like the right thing to do was to, you know, probably long-term was to focus those resources on pitching. And so it's a hard decision. I think that's the kind of decision we get paid to make, that, you know, we have to divvy up our resources, you know, the best way we know how to do it. And when you have a young player like Albert who's basically ready to play, I think we have to make those hard decisions sometimes.
The Cubs will face Fowler for the first time on opening night in St. Louis. Yesterday, the Cubs agreed to a one-year deal with reliever Koji Uehara. As for the White Sox, they're still talking about a deal for closer David Robertson with the Nationals. Bob Nightingale says Washington wanted to include Robertson as part of that deal for Adam Eaton, but the two sides weren't able to come to an agreement. Football, Bears and Lions matchup on Sunday in Detroit. We're still waiting for the official injury report, but we know linebacker Willie Young returned to practice today after sitting out on Thursday. Rookie cornerback DeAndre Hall also reportedly healthy and ready to go. He's been out since week 4. Blackhawks and Rangers tonight from the United Center. Coach Joe Quenneville said yesterday he was hoping to see Captain Jonathan Toews back on the ice by today, but that didn't happen at the morning skate. Brent Seabrook also out for this one. He's day-to-day with an upper body injury. Bulls have the day off today. They host the Heat tomorrow. And in college football, it's Major Applewhite, not Lane Kiffin, taking over as head coach at Houston. Charlie Strong reportedly in talks to take over at the University of South Florida. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. The Hyundai Holiday Sales event is going on now. And win a gift that keeps on giving. Enter at cbschicago.com/contest now for your chance to win a Jets Pizza gift card brought to you this holiday season by Jets Pizza and The Score. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the home for the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Mondays, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley, breaking down the Bears-Lions game and continuing with coverage throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Townstone Financial.
Can I get back to football or...
Zach Zaidman is brought to you by Four Winds Casino Resort, your entertainment escape. He's on Twitter at Zach Zaidman. He's with us on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man. What's happening with the Bears, Zach Zaidman?
Eddie Royal's toe injury has left him doubtful for Sunday's game in Detroit, and backup offensive lineman Mike Adams has a back injury, which also makes him doubtful. On the plus side, though, you have DeAndre Hall, the rookie cornerback, who John Fox says is healthy. So maybe we see him back in the lineup for the first time in a very long time. Remember, he hurt that ankle in practice early on in the year. We haven't seen him in a game since. And he's one of the few guys in that Bears locker room who can say he's taken the ball away from the other team, including week four against Detroit. He had one of the two interceptions against Matthew Stafford. And for John Fox, that is a huge deal going forward.
That's probably our weak link right now. I think it affects our scoring offense. I think it affects scoring in general. And, yards are important. You know, there's things you look at to be indicators. But ultimately, it's points, you know, whether it's on offense or defense. But it's something that we've preached that's going to be critical in this game, just like it is in all games. I think we were minus one last week, and that was on a kickoff return. Our offense didn't technically give the ball away. And fortunately, last week, we negative plays, which are critical factors in stats, were sacks, and that was something we were able to do last week. So, I think you've probably seen improvement over the last year and three quarters, on defense in a lot of areas, but takeaways is one that we need to continue to get better at.
Obviously, some of it's luck, but could Sullivan be playing so many young, developing players that they're just not willing to take the chance to make the break to do whatever they have to do?
Well, it's about playing fast, and sometimes when you're young and learning, there's a decision-making process that may slow that down. I'm not saying that's technically our deal. I think it's just, we're year two in a defensive scheme. We've kind of made our share of adjustments on offense. Just going through three quarterbacks will do it to you. But we've adjusted scheme-wise as well. So that can kind of slow that process down. Just playing faster, I think the more conditioned they get to play NFL football, I think will get us closer to balls. We've had 13 fumbles. We've recovered three. And as you mentioned, we haven't had our hands on a lot of balls.
That's true. Adrian Amos is one guy who's happened to get his hands on a lot of footballs. But I think what Fox talked about earlier, the inability to quickly process plays, I think leaves him just a tick slower than he needs to be to take the ball away. And that's been a big issue for the Bears. And it's a huge issue heading into this game against the Lions, because since Matthew Stafford had that two interception game against the Bears at Soldier Field, he's only thrown the ball away to the other team once. 14 touchdowns, one interception in the eight games since playing at Soldier Field. He's 7-1, a 104 rating. You have to find a way to disrupt what the Lions do, and it's going to be difficult because the conditions at Ford Field are perfect. It's not like what the Bears were facing last week against San Francisco.
What did Fox mean when he said we've made some adjustments scheme-wise that may have changed the speed at which guys play? I'm not quite sure what he meant by that.
Well, because of the injuries and the personnel, they've had to do things a little bit differently at different points depending on the opponent. I mean, you can't play the same way that you normally would if you don't have Leonard Floyd in there, for example, and Pernell McPhee. And so that's what he's just talking about, little tweaks that you have to make in terms of how you run your defense because veterans are not out there.
Because now I look at everything differently through the lens of Vic Fangio and for what he's responsible for and what John Fox thinks are his responsibilities, because after lots of phone calls, lots of talking to people, there is palpable tension regardless of what has been said up there.
Wait, needed to make a phone call to verify a Mike Mulligan report?
Look, I certainly wouldn't do it just because, as I mentioned when I first read the story, I have nothing but faith in Mike Mulligan's reporting, having worked alongside him and with him as a colleague for this long. However, my curiosity was piqued, and I simply wanted to check on my own and have some conversations of my own. And there's, Halas Hall is an odd place right now, and apparently John Fox is turning out to be much more of what John Elway told people he experienced than the Bears perhaps wanted to think they were getting. And it's not all that easy. And we're just going to wait for Ryan Pace at some point to say something instead of pretending, because I guess somebody caught up to Ryan Pace and everybody's pretending that this stuff hasn't been out there and hasn't been talked about and hasn't been widely available to a lot of people around the NFL. It's just, they just keep lying, Zach. They as has happened all year, and you've pointed this out in your sort of careful way, a little more subtly, that they're not really good at lying. And it's been happening at a lot of levels in this organization.
Yeah, I think the message has kind of gotten jumbled, I think is the right way to say it. But that's what losing does when you, and you were around it a lot. It wasn't your fault, but you know, during the Wanstead era, there was a lot of losing. And
you can't prove that it wasn't my fault. I mean, there was the correlation. There might have been causality.
I put
know.
My money on Dan, Zach.
Yeah, I mean, it may be. Again, I don't have the numbers to verify it or the proof. But it gets me back to another point that I wanted to make here in terms of the sound bites that I'm going to. I put a little montage together with John Fox and Willie Young and Josh Sitton about, what do you play for at this point? Because you have three wins. There are four games to go. And it's easy to say, well, you get a paycheck. That should be enough to motivate you. But again, being around losing football teams, Dan, you know that this is a different kind of sport. You need to find something else to be able to get you through the physical ordeals that you have to go through in a given week on the practice field and in these games. And I just want you to listen to these guys. These are all veterans of the National Football League. They've all enjoyed success, and this is what they have left to play for here over the final month of the season.
Well, it's all difficult. You know, I think this my head coaching experience would be the first back-to-back losing seasons. So that's never easy. It's never easy on players. It's never easy on coaches. It's never easy on the fans. It's never easy on the writers. I mean, I'd like to believe at some point when we do win, and I think it's soon, that it's a lot more fun for you guys as well. But, you know, that's just what it is. And we've got, you know, four games remaining, and three of those being division games, the other one being a conference game that, you know, people, all those remaining opponents have something to play for, and we'd like to be the spoiler, even if it's just creating momentum for next season.
That's just taking pride in what you do, you know. I don't care what the situation is. You just got to take pride in what you do. Now, if you think you can just walk in here one day and you just go through the motions, that ain't, no, it doesn't work that way. You know, you'll be sitting at home for the long haul. You got to show up every day with a purpose and make sure you work at something or find something. Whatever it might be, you need to find something that's going to get you through the day, something to work at.
We haven't put it together for 60 minutes except for a couple times, and we haven't been able to be consistent with, you know, winning games in a row. So it's big for us, and we want to, you know, we want to finish strong. Obviously, we want to win every week just because we're competitors, but, you know, we want to go out there and show what we can do.
That is left guard Josh Sitton, a rare time that we get to hear him in front of the microphone. I do think what helps infuse a little enthusiasm into the practice week and into the locker room and in these games is young players getting an opportunity to contribute. So when you talk to someone like Nick Kwiatkowski, who's essentially the quarterback of the defense, he's the guy who's calling out the plays there, filling in for Danny Trevathan and Jarrell Freeman, along with John Timu. By the way, Timu had a huge stop in that first game against the Lions. I think just listening to them, and they're getting a taste of the NFL and an opportunity to make some plays, and they feel like they contributed in the win last week against the 49ers. I think that gives them a little bit of confidence. It gives the veterans like McPhee and Young a little bit of juice, because now they know, hey, these guys can do some things out there. You know, you talk to DeAndre Hall, who's probably going to be on the field this week, and, you know, he's been watching guys play, and he knows he can contribute. You see some of the issues that the Bears have in the secondary. So I think seeing that is helping out. Plus, I think, and I may be in the, I said this yesterday to you guys, but I may be in the minority here, but I don't think they're that far away in this division. You take a look at the way the division has played out this year, and if you get some of the healthy bodies back, but you have to have another big draft class. You need to be able to have kind of what you had this year, where Leonard Floyd has contributed, where Cody Whitehair has been a guy you haven't even thought twice about. You just put him at center. He's been doing the job. Jordan Howard has been impressive. Kwiatkowski's now getting his opportunity. Same thing with Deion Bush. Next year, you need to have another draft class that is able to do the same things, where wherever you pick in the first round, if you keep that pick or if you trade it and you get more first, the bottom line is you have to have guys that are out there contributing and making plays for you in rounds one, two, three. That to me is the key going forward. But if you can get that and surround them with some of the veterans that are coming back, I think you have a shot at least to compete and make December meaningful next season.
Zach, given the interior of the Detroit offensive line, and I know the Bears played a weak opponent last week, but given their success last week and the troubles that the Lions have, do you think that is one place? So you talked about it earlier about getting some pressure and affecting Matt Stafford. Do you think that's a way they get that done?
Absolutely. I think, number one, you have to stop the running game. And I think if they have a new center now, they're playing at home, so it's a little bit of a different issue. But if the Lions are missing their center, just having Eddie Goldman back, you've seen him play the last couple of games, he makes such a big difference. It's tough to run the ball against the Bears. I think it makes Akeem Hicks a better player, and you saw him kind of break out against the 49ers last week, reigning NFC Defensive Player of the Week. So, yeah, I think that's something that the Bears can take advantage of. But what intrigues me heading into this one, Barry, is the fact that you have this makeshift offense that now is going on the road for the first time. So Barkley has looked good. You know, against Tennessee, that was a game they should have won. You know, it wasn't his fault. That I know he had those two red zone picks, but, you know, he put them in a position to win the game, and his receivers let him down. But he played very well in that second half. That continued last week against San Francisco. Detroit's a little bit of a different defense now, and you're going on the road where you're going to have to go with the silent count, and it puts a little bit more pressure on your offensive line and Barkley too. But I'm interested in seeing how he does in that environment. And also, this is the first time this season that a team is going to get a second look at the Bears. So what do the Lions do differently in regards to slowing down Jordan Howard, who had his first career 100-yard rushing game against the Lions in Week 4. That, to me, is the interesting stuff. And I'm looking for a big play on special teams as opposed to the Bears' special teams unit contributing to a big play for the other team. We haven't talked enough about this, but special teams has been awful for the Bears outside of Pat O'Donnell. It's got to get better. You can't give
O'Donnell hasn't been that good. Even O'Donnell's numbers are relative. He's got a big leg, but some of the actual effect, the net punting yardage, has been relatively ordinary. He hasn't been pinning guys deep when given the opportunity.
Yeah, and that to me is surprising because, you know, just knowing the way John Fox likes to operate, I'm kind of surprised that they're still working on that aspect, you know, 2 years in now, trying to make that a phase that you can count on. Because usually when you take – anytime you have a new coaching staff that takes over, and let's forget about the previous regime here for obvious reasons, but, you know, you saw it when Lovie Smith took over as head coach. You know, the quickest way to turn around a football team is to put together a solid defense, and I do think the Bears have a solid defense, and they've done the best they can do with the injuries and the suspensions that they've had to deal with. But, you know, usually you can really turn things around quickly if you produce on special teams, and for whatever reason, the Bears have not been able to put together the kind of special teams units that can consistently make the plays that they need. And if anything, it contributes to the other team getting those hidden yards and putting they can't flip the field, and it puts the other team in a position to take advantage, and they have against the Bears, and that is surprising to me.
All right, Zach, let's get to your notebook before we let you go.
Okay. It's real simple. Whew, ready for this? 10 of the 53 Lions on the roster are 23 or younger. I think that's one of the reasons that Detroit has been able to have the kind of season that it's had this year, in which the Lions have trailed in the fourth quarter in 11 of 12 games, but yet they've been able to put themselves in a position where they've won those tight games. The Bears haven't been able to do it, I think, in large part because they have so many of the young players. But when you start to flip ahead to the next couple of years, and this is the reason why I'm a little bit optimistic. You know, you don't know what's going to happen in Minnesota with Adrian Peterson and if Teddy Bridgewater is going to be able to come back next season and be effective. The Packers have had some issues with their drafting the last couple of years. Hey, that's
Thank
a start,
you.
Right?
Thanks for the optimism.
See Always you guys.
Appreciated. That is Zach Zaidman. We got a chance to grab some phone calls if you like. 312-644-6767. I'm still seeing emails from people who are unhappy that Dexter Fowler is a Cardinal. And I'm just urging, I'll read some of these because you think I'm making this up. I'm not.
I didn't say you were making it up. I'm just stunned by the reaction.
Just stop. You don't have to be that kind of fan anymore. Everything's okay. Remember the parade. Remember
what
the rally.
What parade?
And as of today, the Cubs World Series trophy is beginning its public tour. So now everybody can stand in line to take the same picture with the same piece of metal that everyone else is taking.
And then put it on their Facebook page.
And then it
and
becomes
their
the avatar, and I immediately assume you're dumber than you would otherwise present yourself.
Is it just me, or do you start to tune out when John Fox starts to speak?
It's all terrible. It's all hard. He said it again today. It's all difficult. It's all hard for you. It's hard for everybody.
I mean, I'm like in Mike Quadi territory with him now.
Your head doesn't hurt, though.
No, I don't get the fire axe in the back of my head like I did with Quadi. But when he speaks, I don't hear anything he says. There's nothing there.
He's Barry Rosner in for Terry Bors. I'm Dan Bernstein. We are at Anthony's in Joliet on the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour. Stop by, say hey, have a cold Bud Light. You might win Bulls tickets today on The Score.
And Zach Zabin was brought to you by Ghostbed. Supernatural sleep comfort delivered right to your door. Visit ghostbed.com.
Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Hi, everybody. It's Pat Hughes. Get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD.
Order now so you get it in time for Christmas.
Only $19.99 plus shipping. Order now at cbschicago.com/CubsCD.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Tip of the hat to the Kansas City Chiefs. They did what they had to do. I did say it yesterday. They were favored. They should have been. They had all the advantages. They had beaten the Raiders in the Raiders' house back in Week 6. They were getting the Raiders in their place, under the lights, in prime time, in freezing cold weather. They had Justin Houston back, terrorizing quarterbacks. Tyreek Hill had emerged as one of the league's most dangerous players, and that's a game they had to have. They had to go out and back up all the junk Chiefs fan had been running all week long, and they did just that. Although they did their best to give that game away. They turned it over twice inside their own 30, but the Raiders did not capitalize. The game was right there for the taking, and the Raiders couldn't rip it. Bottom line, KC's playmakers all came up huge, and the Raider key guys did not. In fact, they played their worst when it mattered most. Scoreboard KC. I'm Jim Rome.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and many of my friends still do. With the holidays here, the parties and reunions have arrived. I want to give friends a heads up on a healthy alternative to dipping tobacco, Jake's Mint Chew. Jake's is non-nicotine, tobacco-free, and made from USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, packs well, has a solid, long-lasting flavor, and has stopped me from using the brand name Dip Tobacco. Start the new year off right and make Jake's your chewing tobacco alternative. Go to jakesmintchew.com and get on the path to a healthier life. You can do it. Jake's can help. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, or anything else. Serenity Insurance specializes in low-cost SR22 or FR44 auto insurance. We've opened a phone line for very affordable car insurance meant specifically for overpaying high-risk drivers. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filings. Call 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month, but you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
This week in 1977 had the NFL's 5,000th game. The first game of the Women's Pro Basketball League took place this week in 1978. That same week, hockey legend Mike Bossy had his first career hat trick. This week in 1985, Jerry Rice began his NFL streak of over 100 consecutive games with a reception. This week in 1987, the Flyers goalie became the first goalie to actually score a goal. Jerry Rice caught his NFL record 101st touchdown this week in 1992.
This Thursday,
welcome to Bunker Hill.
CBS invites you to experience a medical revolution.
We're pairing the most brilliant minds in medicine with the most brilliant minds in technology.
And meet the tech genius behind it.
We will find a way to save you and your baby.
You've given us hope.
Dermot Mulroney.
Medicine is ultimately a human endeavor.
And introducing Augustus Prue.
We're going to get stuff done.
I want to be part of this.
Pure genius. CBS Thursday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday. Take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery. It was an execution.
I'm going to find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you going to do? You shoot me?
I considered it. You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
This week in 1866, the first yacht race took place across the Atlantic Ocean. The game of basketball was invented. This week in 1891. This week in 1899, the wooden golf tee was patented. This week in 1915, Jack Johnson became the first black world heavyweight boxing champion. New York City's Madison Square Garden had its first hockey game this week in 1925. This week in 1941 had the first NFL division playoff. The National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, NASCAR, was founded this week in 1947.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
There's always the baseball angle in all decisions, but there's also the human element of that. And one of the things that I think that we are so excited about Dexter is he's a student of the game. You look at his career path and you look at the last 3 years and how he's matured and evolved at the major league level is something that we valued. We also think about him as a leader. And more importantly, he wants to lead. He wants to have a voice in that clubhouse.
For $16.5 million a year for a 31-year-old, you're damn right you valued it. That's what you call valuing. You must really, really like it. And hey, why not? Feel free.
They got the money. They got the money. They wanted him. I wouldn't be surprised if in their minds there's a little payback there. little payback for you, Chicago Cubs.
It was fait accompli after it became clear that the Cubs would make a cursory effort to say, hey, if in fact you don't want to chase $100 million, then...
No, if the only effort was, look, if you want to come back for 1 year again, hey, we'll take care of you, but that's
I heard maybe two, but...
He would have been nuts to do that.
Yar, 5 years, 82.5, almost, we can round it up, $82.5 million paying a straight $16.5 million a season. That, according to Bob Nightingale, who after that tweet had to rest. he had to catch his breath.
He's headed straight to the Phoenician in Phoenix for a spa.
After getting all that information out there, Well, so this is what I'm talking about. The crazy Cub fans are out today. This is a crazy Cub fan because he sends emails to like all of the Cubs beat writers and all the radio shows because there's like something wrong with him. The Cubs were willing to give 230 hitter Hayward the farm rather than Fowler. Go figure. Sad. He'll be going for a division rival. Should have given the Cards Hayward back and kept Dexter. This is disgusting. You're an idiot.
Oh my!
Come on.
Wait, is that real? Is that a put up job?
No, that
guy's really that stupid.
That idiot's been sending emails all summer long.
Is he happy they won?
With dumb thoughts.
He probably thought they were going to lose the whole year, right?
And Tom,
they're never
going to
win. It's never
going to
work. Right. Yeah, it's just this is now everything's wrong. Everything's bad. These guys are no good.
Well, this is Tom and
Springfield. Send Hayward back to St. Louis. He's right. By the way, for what it's worth, 4 years younger.
And he didn't. And on balance, he still helped you win. You were the best defensive team in baseball because you had the best defensive right fielder in large part.
Yeah, I mean, look, if he never hits, it's going to be an extraordinary expenditure for a guy who can't hit. But I find it hard to believe he's not going to return to what he's been before.
And this
and besides,
guy,
which you won the World Series.
Thank you.
You just won the World Series.
Yeah, it just that's. Everybody is still defaulting to old behavior patterns.
Since we started talking about it, I have gotten tweets and emails from people saying, I couldn't agree more. I'm so relaxed. I'm so happy. It's over. I never have to worry about it again. I'm completely pleased.
But then there's this 708 that says, yes, they won, and that's the key, but.
Always a but.
The Cubs have enough to sign him and won't. Given his value, they're wrong. No, they're not.
How many years you want? Did you want to give him?
Did you want
4 years at 16?
Right, that would
when
be,
that money could be
that'd
spent.
That'd be dumb.
That money could be spent elsewhere over the next 3 years beyond this season.
Scoreboard update.
2:30 in the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Join Chicago's Big Ten team at Welsh Ryan Arena this Sunday at 6 p.m. Single game and family plans on sale now at nusports.com. Dexter Fowler signed a 5-year deal with the St. Louis Cardinals today, much to the chagrin of many Cubs fans. The free agent Fowler has been a fan favorite the last couple seasons at Wrigley Field, but GM Jed Hoyer told Spiegel and Goff today that the Cubs had to make a decision on where to best allocate their resources and that Albert Elmora is ready to go.
Part of the decision that was challenging for us is that we've had a lot of success by grooming young players, bringing them up to our system and allowing those guys to play. And we have a good one, we think, in Albert Elmora. We feel like he's ready to contribute. We wanted to give him a little bit of help out there with John Jay, and those guys can do a really good job.
So the Cubs will now see Fowler for the first time on opening night in St. Louis. Yesterday, the Cubs also agreed to a 1-year deal with reliever Koji Uehara. As for the White Sox, they're said to still be in continuing talks with the Nationals about closer David Robertson. Bears continue prepping for the first-place Lions on Sunday at Ford Field. Wide receiver Eddie Royal doubtful for this one with a lingering toe injury. But head coach John Fox said rookie cornerback DeAndre Hall is healthy. He hasn't played since week 4. Kyle Fuller's knee also said to be responding well in practice, but he's not ready to go just yet. Blackhawks take on the Rangers tonight at the United Center without Corey Crawford, Jonathan Toews, or Brent Seabrook. Coach Joe Quenneville said today he hoped Toews would be back on the ice by now, but he did not take part in today's morning skate. Toews and Seabrook could skate as early as tomorrow, but nothing definite at this point. Puck drops tonight at 7:30. Bulls off today. They host the Heat tomorrow. Join Hub Arkish for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show tonight from 6 to 10 p.m. at Tom Kelly's Chop House and Pub in New Lenox. Enjoy the broadcast, enter to win Bears tickets, and watch a live interview with former Chicago Bear Lance Briggs from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller time. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the home for the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Mondays. starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley, breaking down the Bears-Lions game and continuing with coverage throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Stations.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Cabela's. Come to Cabela's Christmas sale and find great deals for everything on your family's wish list. Plus, be one of the first 250 in line at 8 a.m. on Saturday and receive a free giveaway. Don't miss Cabela's Christmas sale.
2:33 on Sports Radio 670 WSCR, The Score. This is Jerry downtown. Hello, Jerry.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I got two comments. Zorbas came to the Cubs from Kansas City. They just won the champion. But here's a comment. I'm a gambler. Wade, I don't see the equality in the trade. The Cubs got, if Wade is what he say he is on paper, they stole him from Kansas City. Kansas City, somebody must be drunk on drugs up there. The way this guy look on paper, this guy's a super. I mean, really, he's one of the best relievers in baseball. And they gave him straight up for sober. I wouldn't take that bet on the riverboat. Not me.
Okay, Jerry, I don't know what to tell you. What bet you're talking about? You know, they wanted to get younger. They needed an outfield prospect, and they figured where they were in their trajectory, their proximity to a championship, it made sense to trade for a 24-year-old with a high ceiling.
Yeah, they're starting over
right.
again.
And that's we'll where
see,
they are.
We'll see how far they go with it.
They're not in their window at the moment, so they don't need a high-end closer.
No, and I'll tell you what, he's as good as anybody in the game. I'll put him up there with anybody in the game, assuming he's healthy. And he looked fine when he came back late September. So that being the case, and no place for Soler to play in Chicago, an excellent deal for both teams,
right.
I think.
You had a log jam anyway. You still have an outfield log
yeah.
jam. But, so he had, was it Zobert and Sorbet? I'm not quite sure what we had there.
It was a combination of several different types
frozen
of desserts.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. We have a little palate cleanser as intermezzo. Riles in Gridley is on the score.
Hi, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. Bernsey, I know you like seven layers of intrigue like you were talking about yesterday, and that Dexter Fowler wouldn't have gone to St. Louis because it wasn't enough fun. And because they have a manager who is a little bit tightly wound
right.
and kind of a jerk, but
there's
they had
a piece that
it was
a blog post that we read yesterday that was just talking about what was being said in St. Louis.
Right. Well, but they had a manager like that 5 years ago for the decade before that, and they got plenty of players that played well. And Dexter made it about money. Which is the same thing it was last year. He wouldn't have come back to the Cubs last year if they hadn't yanked the fourth year off the table in the
offseason. Wrong with it being about money.
So,
it's fine.
So, okay. So what's fun for Fowler now is cashing $82.5 million worth of checks over 5 years.
Sure,
and so
sure
he doesn't
is.
Care
what?
If he's playing with the, with.
Yeah, but I'm not sure what the point is. He's absolutely entitled to get every last dollar somebody wants to give him.
Which is what he's doing.
And I don't know why you shouldn't have a problem with that. No, I didn't say that at all. Yesterday, we read a blog post about what was being said in St. Louis about it. That's all. I'm not quite sure what the point is. Yeah, of course, the whole idea was that he would bet on himself to get some huge contract.
And he got it.
And
good for him.
And even if Jason Hayward was whispering in his ear, as some believed, that, you know, this isn't the Cubs. This isn't, you're not going to have the designated party room. This isn't what do they say? There's a great line in the piece that referred to Joe Madden's Oberlin drum circle of a baseball team. And it's a great image because you get the whole, you know, the hippy dippy liberal arts educational sort of thing.
Yeah, but
there's safe spaces and everything else. But it's not that.
In baseball years, he's getting near the end. This is probably his last opportunity to really cash in. And if he were to come back for another one-year deal with the Cubs and get hurt or not play well, there goes his $82 million. This was his chance, so he took it. Was Riles upset that he took the money and ran?
I have no idea. Apparently, the 847 translated Jerry to say that he said it was Zorbist and sober. Okay.
There's not a lot of that with the Cubs, at least the latter. The former, I'm not sure.
As far as the sober part?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, at least not in the front office immediately after they
really
won.
Really not with any of them.
No, and actually we should at some point.
Rizzo just spent like a month in Vietnam ordering lobster for a dollar, I think.
Seriously?
I know. He was in Southeast Asia.
Was he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Traveling around, having himself a time.
Is it known for inexpensive lobster?
I believe so.
I do know that Thailand is apparently known for inexpensive crab, because that's the whole controversy about Maryland crab cakes. Because previously, what you assumed had always come from Chesapeake Bay blue crab was in large part, and it was a bit of a scandal, that many of the famous places were importing the Thai blue swimming crab.
That is scandalous.
Which tastes exactly the same and is significantly cheaper. So they actually had to pass a law. I kid you not. They had to help local fishermen, and they had to pass a law to make a certain percentage of quote-unquote Maryland crab cakes had to come from Chesapeake Bay blue crab instead of imported Thai crab.
We're going to change all that.
There's your crustacean trivia for the day.
We're going to change all that and make sure those crabs are from here.
That is Barry Rosner in for Terry Bors. I'm Dan Bernstein. After 3 o'clock, I've got a piece that you are going to find fascinating if you are a college football conspiracy theorist. And it is a study that was published recently and profiled in Bloomberg Business Week. This was a collegiate study that was done about bias in officiating and whether or not it is possible to actually detect it. And this was done by the Business Management Department at Miami of Ohio with a scientific examination. And look, no study is perfect, but I think you might find this fascinating about what was discovered and quote-unquote proven and what maybe is not about.
I'm already fascinated.
About likelihoods of outcomes in certain college football games.
You're going to make me wait, though.
I'm going to make you wait until after 3 o'clock for that, Barry. You have WSCR, The Score.
What better way to celebrate the holiday season than with the 12 days of Cubsmas?
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Starting December 14th, we're replaying the best 12 Cubs games of the season.
No hitter for Arrieta.
John Lester with a beautiful bunt.
The 12 days of Cubsmas, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call pain management specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? You can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress her every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is guaranteed, so visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them The Score sent you.
IRS, the most feared agency in the world. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only firms in the country who helps taxpayers no matter how much they owe. Whether you owe just a few $1,000s or hundreds of thousands, call now and take the first step in getting your tax matter resolved before the IRS seizes your assets or garnishes your wages. Call 800-349-9770. That number again is 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Are you a local business owner? Are you looking to boost sales? Break through the advertising clutter with online radio ads. With Audio Ad Sensor, you have 30 seconds to tell your story, message, or promotion to highly engaged listeners for as little as $75 a month. Advertise to thousands on some of the most trusted stations in radio. It's great for events. Create your campaign today. Head over to AudioAdCenter.com for more information. That's AudioAdCenter.com.
Interesting item. Interesting item. Music. You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, originally performed by Thurl Ravenscroft, was originally written for the 1966 animated classic How the Grinch Stole Christmas, based on the story by Dr. Seuss. Ravenscroft was quite a popular voiceover artist at the time. His voice can be heard throughout Disney World, including the Haunted Mansion, the Country Bear Jamboree, and a bunch more. He's also best known as the voice of the Frosted Flakes spokes animal, Tony the Tiger.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com Chicago Sports Station.
I got a kick out of this tweet that I just read from Dan Steinberg of the Washington Post. He says Jim Bowden of MLB Network calls the Nationals trade horrendous, incomprehensible, quote, the worst trade I've ever witnessed at a winter meetings. That's in a story in the Washington Post right now. And that's, hey, I give him credit because he's not backing down Bowden from what he said when they immediately found out what happened. And then it was clear that Mike Rizzo and Dusty Baker got some wind of whatever blowback had occurred immediately, both at the winter meetings and then in social media, because they just sat there at that card table like something bad had happened. And then
Dusty's never even heard of Adam Eaton.
That was
he didn't even he didn't even know he's been in the league.
My favorite part
you
was Dusty
played
like,
against
well,
him.
I gotta see him first before I know what to
Who?
Do with him.
And who'd we get?
Yeah, you haven't seen him. They didn't ask you. You didn't know anything about this. And apparently there's an unnamed Nationals player, Bryce Harper, who is tweeting WTF and texting people.
Well, he did tweet, wow.
He tweeted, wow, and then he texted somebody
WTF. And then you can interpret that how you want to.
Right. Yeah, and that's it's not definitely Bryce Harper, but I'd be willing to bet it's Bryce Harper.
Look, if you like guys who dive for balls when you don't have to, or slide at home when you don't have to, or run into walls for no reason, or jump at the wall, that's my favorite highlight. They always show the great Adam Eaton catch at the wall where he jumps for no reason and runs into the wall. If you like that kind of stuff, you're going to love him in Washington. You know, the thing is he's a really good player. That's the thing. He's going to say really stupid stuff, and he's going to do really stupid stuff. But if you have good people around him, he could still be a good player. Although center field is not his best position, not by a long shot.
Tom in Springfield says, I hate seeing Dexter Fowler in a Cardinal uniform, but I get it. I really liked him. I don't like that he'll be playing for the Cardinals, but I would have done the same thing. Go get paid. You shouldn't care that he's playing for the Cardinals any more than he's playing for anybody else.
Well, I can understand a Cub fan's first reaction if they hate the Cardinals, and most Cub fans do, that they don't want to see this guy playing for them. Of all the places for him to go, that's the last place they'd like to see him go. I get that that's the first reaction. That makes all the sense in the world, but I don't really know why, beyond your first reaction thinking, boy, it's a shame he had to go there. I mean, who really cares? You just won the World Series.
Remember
who
the call that we took when the Cubs acquired Jim Edmonds? Do you remember some of that? how angry Cubs fans were.
Oh, because he was a Cardinal?
Yes, because they dared sign Jim Edmonds, and one guy questioned his allegiance. I mean, how many great Chicago Bears legends ended up playing for the Packers? I mean, are you still smarting from the fact that Steve McMichael and Jim McMahon went to play for the Packers? I mean, really?
Julius Peppers.
Yeah, does that... But, I mean, even the guys that had... It didn't matter because they won the Super Bowl.
Oh, those Bears.
Right.
I guess.
The Bears that actually won the Super Bowl. I didn't...
Yeah, well, they weren't... I mean, what were they supposed to do? They weren't wanted here anymore.
Right.
What were they supposed to do?
And Fowler at that price wasn't really wanted here.
No.
They had other guys.
They would... Listen, they loved Dexter Fowler. They'd have been happy to keep him for another year at substantial money if he wanted to sign a one-year deal.
This note from Willis, who says, Cubs fans who want the Cubs to dump money on Dexter Fowler need to remember that the Cardinals sustained excellence for years, not in spite of losing Albert Pujols, but because they didn't keep Pujols at the price he got. And Dexter Fowler ain't Albert Pujols. Yeah, well, and it's funny because that's exactly the name.
Cubs should have signed Albert Pujols.
Right after Theo got here,
that's what they should have done. Right. I know that because I saw the tweets.
And those tweets have been archived, that they're never going away.
I have some of them. Yes. Cubs are going after Albert Pujols.
Yes, those thoughts, those ideas, wherever they came from, whomever they came from.
Not 5 minutes after Theo said, no, we're not doing anything like that. Here come the tweets.
Well, that's why when the people, I already heard White Sox fans saying, oh, wait a second, now they're going to have, there's so much money, now they can go out there and sign Edwin Encarnacion. And I'm thinking, no, you're kind of not understanding what's going on here. Get him out of here.
How did he even find us down here?
Get old sports writer out of here.
Who gave him a ride down here? I don't understand
what you're doing. Well, hey, old sports writer, you are also not allowed to try to understand what the White Sox are doing. Did you like what the White Sox are doing?
What did they do?
The White Sox to try to load up on prospects.
I don't even know how he got a ride
out of here. Yeah. What? We're going to put him on the list with black physicists. Anyone who show up, you put him in a burlap sack and take him outside and beat him.
Burley?
No, not Burley.
Bart Burley.
No. You wonder how many people would have to say that
okay, he's been escorted away.
Please,
thank you.
Have him removed and sent out into the cold. But if people are consistent, unless they come out and say, and you know, and actually, Rick Morrissey did it. Rick Morrissey very, very quietly and very quickly did mention those that didn't understand the plan, or those that thought it was a mistake, and then he parenthetically added ahem, me. But I'll give him credit. That he actually did. He actually confronted the fact that he said it.
Well, that's good. I think there are some who still probably need to own up to that. But, you know, there are those who I'm sure will think this is just as stupid as what the Cubs were doing.
Apparently we're getting texts from Adam Eaton here who says, you guys have nothing better to do than rip a guy in Eaton who played his ass off but just happens to be outspoken. He was nominated for a gold glove and all he did was get on base 37% of the time and score a ton of runs while having the second best OPS on the Sox. He had a shoulder injury when he was in center field and that affected his defense and arm.
That affected how he ran after a ball?
Come on, rip the Sox for crap that's worth ripping them for.
What?
Look, they wanted to be rid of him. They did.
They couldn't wait.
They couldn't wait to be rid of him.
Kind of like Arizona couldn't wait to be rid of him. But you know what? He's really dirty. That's the thing. He's going to have the dirtiest uniform in the National League. I'm very grindy and dirty, and I slide for no reason,
Look,
and I'm filthy.
Nick Swisher put up some really solid numbers for a long time. If you just look at the numbers,
yeah.
Nick Swisher was a valuable player, a valuable and productive player. And there's a reason he was on five teams in his 12 years, and a reason why the White Sox just were completely sick of him, sick of the whole act, sick of the whole grindy bit, sick of the, look what I'm doing, I'm Mr. Baseball, I'm trying so hard, I love
movie reference.
Nobody plays more baseball than I am. And eventually, like, Ozzy just like, what is this guy's deal? And the moment things started to go badly for him, that guy disappeared.
Yeah.
It's a front runner thing.
Very good when things are good and when the camera lights are on. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, not so much. So real easy to fool people with that.
All right, when we come back, I'm going to give you the answer to this question that was asked by a headline in Bloomberg Businessweek. Do college football refs have it in for your team? I've got the results of a pretty comprehensive study that is going to answer that question. If you think those darn refs are against you, you might be right.
Ooh, I can't wait, but I still got to wait. Just a little bit.
Just a few minutes, and we'll get to it on the Boers and Bernstein Show on The Score.
Jason Goff here from the Spiegel and Goff Show, 9 a.m. to 1. The Bears are 3-9 and now take on the Lions for the second time. Do they have a shot at the season sweep? We're talking about this divisional showdown right up to game time. So get ready for the game with us on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Are you a local business owner? Are you looking to boost sales? Break through the advertising clutter with online radio ads. With Audio Ad Center, you have 30 seconds to tell your story, message, or promotion to highly engaged listeners for as little as $75 a month. Advertise to thousands on some of the most trusted stations in radio. It's great for events. Create your campaign today. Head over to audioadcenter.com for more information. That's audioadcenter.com.
IRS, the most feared agency in the world. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only firms in the country who helps taxpayers no matter how much they owe. Whether you owe just a few $1,000s or hundreds of thousands, call now and take the first step in getting your tax matter resolved before the IRS seizes your assets or garnishes your wages. Call 800-349-9770. That number again is 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month, but you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, or anything else. Serenity Insurance specializes in low-cost SR22 or FR44 auto insurance. We've opened a phone line for very affordable car insurance meant specifically for overpaying high-risk drivers. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filings. Call 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.